In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not long after arriving in a new parish, I went to take morning assembly at the local school, and as usual, I finished by inviting the children to say the Lord's Prayer with me. And I was shocked to discover that they didn't seem to know it. Mind you, I had a similar experience in one of my early sessions with the junior church here. At least they couldn't say it by heart, in English or in German. Does this matter? Yes, it does. We should not be so self-centered as to think that all God wants to hear are our own unscripted prayers. Then, before long, our religion becomes all about me, my emotions, my experiences. And there's an unbelieving Pfarrer in Muri can tell you all about that. It is, after all, the Lord's Prayer that we are talking about, the one that Jesus gave to his friends to use. It should be the default prayer of every Christian, the one we learn by heart, carry in our heart, and use every day. What's more, it teaches us what a prayer should look like. Our Father, Vater unser. It begins with God and praises him. Forgive us our trespasses. Vergib uns unsere Sünd. We come to God in sorrow for our sins. Give us this day our daily bread. Gib uns heute unser tägliches Brot. Most of the rest of the prayer is about asking, but not for ourselves only. And the whole prayer is said in the context of thanksgiving to God, who has promised to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Dein Reich komme, wie im Himmel so auf Erden. So the prayer contains contrition, adoration, or rather adoration, contrition, which is sorrow, thanksgiving, and supplication, which is asking. A-C-T-S, one of those useful little keys to remind us what prayer is all about. But more than that, this prayer is our default prayer because it is also a summary of the whole gospel. We begin Our Father, which expresses a relationship with God and with each other. The prayer says us and our throughout, not me and mine. This relationship lies at the heart of the gospel, that God is Abba, Father to us all. And that reading from Hosea reminded us that we are all called to be children of the living God. We continue, hallowed be thy name, geheiligt werde dein Name, which implies a relationship of worship and mutual respect. Remember in the traditional words of the marriage service, the bride and the groom promise to worship one another. For our relationship with God is the template for our relationship with our fellow men and women, and indeed with the whole of God's creation. We pray, your kingdom come, dein Reich komme, on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus proclaimed that this was actually taking place in his person. And much of the prayer contains examples of how this might be. By the mutual forgiving of wrongs done to us, when the hungry are fed, when Christ is with us in the daily bread. There is a darker side to this also, because God's kingdom is proclaimed on the cross. The kingdom is about victory, where God's will is done, but it's also about the constant daily struggle with evil and being vulnerable And so we pray, Erlöse uns von dem Bösen, deliver us from evil. The prayer for protection against harm is a recognition of the realities of everyday life. But it's also a confession of our confidence in the power of God, who raised Jesus from the dead. So this is no pie in the sky false optimism that is blind to the realities of everyday life. On the contrary, Jesus' earthly ministry shows us what it means for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, and at the same time shows us the cost that is involved to make this happen. The prayer for our daily bread is also a prayer about the kingdom on earth. It is a prayer for people's hunger to be satisfied, and recognizes that there are people who have no bread. The challenge here is to recognize that we may be the answer to their prayers, just as the neighbor, later on in that reading from Luke's Gospel, is the one who is able to meet the other man's request. We are back here in the nature, in the area of relationships. And it is at the back of Jesus' answer to the smart lawyer who asked, "Who is my neighbor?" There is also that key word, daily. It is a prayer to have enough to meet our needs and no more. That is how God answered the Israelites when he gave them manna in the desert. It is a prayer that needs to be prayed today with greater urgency, a prayer that some, possibly ourselves, should have less so that others can have enough. It also acts as a check on our thoughtless and wasteful consumption that threatens our environment. But equally, the prayer is not just a prayer for physical bread. We recall Jesus' words that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So it's a prayer for spiritual hunger to be fed by reading and meditating on the words of Scripture, but also to be fed by the one who is the bread of life, whom we receive in the Eucharist. And then the closing phrases of the prayer, "For the power and the glory and the kingdom are yours, denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit." This section, which is known technically as the doxology, which means praise, does not belong to the original version in the New Testament, but it is nevertheless a gospel statement, since praise is the proper reaction when we recognize the kingdom among us in our concern with the present needs of others, with our wish to put right the mistakes of the past, and with protection from the unforeseen in the future. This then is the Lord's Prayer. It teaches us how to pray, and it sums up the gospel for us. Pray it every day, more than once even. Pray it slowly. Take in what it is saying. Carry it in your head and on your heart, so that you will live it day by day, now and forever. Amen.